This is a special podcast from the UK Energy Research Centre, exploring the Whole Systems Networking Fund.
My name's Amber and I'm the Engagement Officer at the UK Energy Research Centre, and today we'll be talking about UKERC's Whole Systems Networking Fund, which is our research fund dedicated to improving equality, diversity and inclusion, or EDI, in energy research. So the Whole Systems Networking Fund first ran in 2019, and there was a specific focus on improving gender balance as women are significantly underrepresented in grant applications for energy projects. And we also wanted to create opportunities for early career researchers to lead projects. So for this round of the Whole Systems Networking Fund, we want to address diversity more broadly by creating opportunities for the inclusion of all characteristics listed in the Equality Act 2010. So today I'm joined by two guests, and they are Dr. Bemi Oluleye, who is an assistant professor at Imperial College London. And we are also joined by Dr. Ina Voroshilo, a lecturer in energy markets and energy storage at Ulster University. So both of my guests are previous awardees of the fund, and Bemi has also now joined the steering group for this round. And they're here to tell you a bit more about their personal experiences and hopefully encourage you to apply. So hello to both of you, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hello, Amber, and thank you for the introduction.
Hello.
So to start us off, I was just wondering if you could tell me a bit more about your Whole Systems Networking Fund projects. What did you choose to focus on and why? So Bemi, I'll come to you first.
So our project was titled Increase in Visibility of Underrepresented Groups in Energy Research. We're focused on women, but also women from minority backgrounds. So looking at Black and other minority ethnicities. And we identified a gap in energy research in the UK, which we thought we'll be able to fill by, you know, increasing visibility of women in this category working on energy research. And we wanted to do it in three ways, one of which was a networking event, which is to send out a call to everyone who fits under this umbrella and get us talking and working together. The second one was a funding retreat. We thought there's very little funding for projects less than 60 grand or less than 10 grand. So we thought we could fill this gap. And the third one was a research element where we looked at the impact of wording of academic job adverts in energy, in recruiting women and also women of BAME background.
That's really interesting. Thank you, Bemi. And I think, well, like you said yourself, you identified gaps that are very clearly there in energy research, particularly women from ethnic minorities. They're not often invited to the conversation. So I think the kind of networking opportunities your project provided must have been really important for the careers of the women that you involved in that project. So Ina, can you tell me a bit more about your project as well, please?
Our project investigated the barriers and opportunities for heat decarbonization in Northern Ireland. So Northern Ireland did not have any energy strategy at the time and no funding were available for low carbon heat technologies, apart from some supportive schemes for fuel-poor households. So these facts for sure highlighted the paramount importance of research in relation to decarbonization of heat sector for us. So therefore, we believe that a research project led by independent organizations such as university was a great idea to start conversation about this important topic. And last but not least, of course, we also wanted to raise our women's voice in energy sector. So therefore, researchers worked in this project were female researchers, and we also created project steering committee consisting of female representatives from key organizations of the Northern Ireland heat sector, among which there were policymakers such as Department for the Economy, the utility regulators, representatives from the charities working with fuel poverty and so on. And in order to make the highest impact by our project, we conducted our project via four thematic workshops and a final seminar. We believed consumers should be at the center of energy transition, and their role is very important in heat decarbonization too, as it will require them to change their lifestyles and change their heating systems and so on. So therefore, we also conducted a series of pilot focus groups with Northern Ireland consumers to understand their barriers for heat decarbonization in the region. So, and as I mentioned, all this this project and all led by women representatives from academia and key stakeholder groups.
That's super interesting. Thank you, Inna. And obviously, you've already laid out several reasons there why your project was important. So what actually motivated you to apply for the Whole Systems Networking Fund?
Whole System Networking Fund was one of a few findings which give opportunity for early career researchers to lead the project and become a project PI. Also, I have been always fascinated by the UKERP publications, their high quality standards, and high quality of its reports, etc. So, however, as you already mentioned, Amber, I had never seen any project involving Northern Ireland and therefore decided to apply. So at the time, I thought, I am a woman working in the energy sector. I would like to address a very important problem in my project, and I would like to represent Northern Ireland among potential projects. So therefore, why not to try and apply for it?
That's great. Thank you, Inna. And obviously, we're very pleased to hear that you admire the quality of your UKERP publications. So thank you for that. Okay, so Bemi, same question to you. What motivated you to apply to the Whole Systems Networking Fund?
All right. One of my motivations was the Whole System Networking Fund allowed for early career researchers to be principal investigators. And there was no limit on how much you had gotten or what you could do with the money. It was quite flexible and it fitted the projects we wanted to run. We wanted a project that allowed us to do activities, but also allowed us to do research, especially research promoting EDI in energy research. So the activities like the networking event where we had 30 women from over 14 universities in the UK gather in London, as well as a funding retreat where we had, again, 30 women from over 14 universities gathered for a two-day funding retreat. I think Ina was part of the retreat too. So the funding allowed us to do that, but also it also allowed us to support the research looking at the carbonization of domestic heat. And in particular, we looked at new business models, heat as a service to support the carbonization of domestic heat. And this was conducted by an interdisciplinary group of five early career researchers that we funded, but also allowed us to explore how the wording of academic job adverts could discourage women from applying or encourage women for applying for jobs in energy research. So the flexibility of the funding was kind of tailored to fit us, and we thought, you know what, let's give it a go. Another reason why we applied is UKEC. I mean, UKEC is a household name for energy research, and we thought if we wanted to do something in the energy research community, UKEC will be a very good funder for that, and we're successful with the grant.
Perfect, Bemi. Thank you. There's lots of diverse motivations there. I'm really pleased to hear that, you know, the funding allowed you to be flexible and do all of those things that you wanted to do. So what would you say was the highlight of your Whole Systems Networking Fund experience? What did you find the most useful?
Oh, wow. I found a number of things useful. One of them, of course, was the funding retreat that we organized for women and BAME women in energy research. It was a two-day funding retreat. One thing I discovered was, you know what, we planned the retreat such that we could get some training on how to write grants and also write a grant and submit for three projects out of six or so to be awarded. So that for me, even though I organized it, it was also a learning process for me to sit through that training, for me to interact with 30 other women from different backgrounds, but all in energy research. So we had the sciences, engineers, social sciences in the room. So that was a fantastic opportunity for me to learn, to meet people. And I still speak to these people. We still collaborate on any grants that fits within our remit that is out. So I think that was the highlight for me. And I think that was probably the highlight for the ladies too, getting to build new collaborations and new networks with women.
Perfect. Yeah, it sounds, you know, so interdisciplinary. It's really impactful because, as you say, you're building connections outside of your sector and your discipline. And I think that's really important, particularly with the net zero transition, which will require expertise from all sectors of the economy to solve these immense challenges that we're facing. So, yeah, that sounds great. Ina, same question to you. What was the highlight of your Whole Systems Networking Fund experience?
So I believe that the opportunity to engage with the local stakeholders and discuss their visions and opportunities for heat decarbonization in the region was no doubt the most beneficial part of the project. Because in any research proposal, it was always highly encouraged to have industrial partners or partners from policy, regulatory bodies, charities, etc. Yet, it's not always straightforward how to establish these links, and the project definitely helped with this. Additionally, I found the fact that we were able to bring female representatives was very beneficial too. Several of our steering committee members agreed that these were probably first in their career all-women meetings. Women from our steering committee greatly helped us to shape our events, reach many new stakeholders, invite important speakers, and lead workshops, discussions during the event. And even more, these meetings and this experience gave me a chance to understand better how researchers can work with the public sector. Additionally, I also really liked how Whole System Networking Fund was managed. There were a series of joint Kirk events, which gave us a real opportunity to connect with other research centers and very often early career researchers too. Baby's retreat was one of them. And thanks to these events, we applied to several joint projects with the researchers from other universities since that, and I'm sure there will be future opportunities too. We were also able to invite other researchers to our events and bring the best national and even international experience in heat decarbonization to Northern Ireland. And finally, our project worked not only as the platform for the network creation between Ulster University and other organizations, but also as a springboard for networking between stakeholders. It was extremely positive to meet some experts a year or even more after the events, stating that because of our project, they were able to establish very important working relationship with different organizations. For us, this is another proof of the project's impact and the fact that our efforts and enthusiasm worked for the best.
That's great. Thank you, Ina. And again, lots of highlights there. And I think it's a really important point you made about being able to connect with local stakeholders, because quite obviously, if you don't have buy-in from local people, often the kind of policy changes that you want to implement, they, you know, there won't be any uptake if local people don't see the value in that. So I think that's really important. And you've already touched on it a lot there. You know, the networking kind of element of the Whole Systems Networking Fund has obviously had quite a profound impact on you and the researchers in your project team. I was just wondering if you could explicitly tell me about the impact that the Whole Systems Networking Fund has had on your career.
I found Whole System Networking Fund project a great enabler of my career because, as I already mentioned, I was able to become a principal investigator and lead first in my life research project. It was very hard to finding bodies supporting principal investigators' role for people on a fixed-term contract, as I was at that time. I was able to connect with the local stakeholders and researchers from other universities. After this event, I often was invited to speak at different key seminars and conferences. And finally, I was promoted to the position of a lecturer at Ulster University. And I believe my achievement of the Zero In on an Eye Heat project greatly helped me with this important career step.
That's amazing. Thank you, Ina. And we're so pleased to hear that, well, I'm sure it's not just because of your Whole Systems Networking Fund project, but we're really pleased to hear that that was potentially an enabler for your promotion. So Bemi, I'm going to ask you the same question. What kind of impact has the Whole Systems Networking Fund had on your career?
I am an academic, and winning grants is really important to progression. So winning the UK Whole Systems Networking Fund was good, gave me that opportunity to lead a project, but also to employ a research assistant to work on the project too. I went on using that as one of the platforms to get the Imperial College Research Fellowship, which enabled me to be independent and establish my research group looking at low to net zero carbon innovations to support industrial processes and their associated heat and power systems decarbonization. And from there, I got a lectureship still at Imperial College. You know, this grant winning adds up because once you get one, you are more likely to get more because it helps to establish your competency in that area. One of the direct benefits of the UK Coal Systems Networking Fund that we got was with the same team, we applied for another funding that was given by Decarbonate SeedCon Fund in 2019/2020, and were successful. It was an extension of the project, and on that project, we came up with a hypothesis that, you know what, diversity is key to the kind of innovations we need to support a net zero energy system. And this is what we tested in that project. I've also been invited to speak at conferences and events as a result of the exposure that UK Coal Systems Networking Fund gave me, not just for me, but also for the 30 women, because we still keep in touch with them, 30 ladies we gathered. Most of them have since spoken in conferences about the project that they've been on, or their visibility has been increased in the UK energy research space.
So this is my final question, and it's both of you, so feel free to jump in. What advice would you give to prospective applicants that are maybe thinking about applying but they're not quite sure?
My advice will be very simple. Just don't hesitate and apply for the next round of the whole system networking fund projects. It can be a great enabler for your career too.
Amazing. Thank you. And Bemi?
My advice is don't hesitate, just apply. I know it's quite discouraging when you hear it's competitive, success rate is very low, but it's an opportunity to be reflective. The process makes you reflective on your ideas, on where you are. So please go ahead and apply. And while you're applying, read the Guardian's notes really well in between the lines. Ask questions. You know what? There's always a contact email address in the Guardian's notes or in the call. Please send emails if you have any questions. It always helps to get things clearer, and that will help your proposal to be clear, because a lot of people have good ideas, but it's about sitting down and writing that proposal. So just to reiterate, just apply, don't hesitate.
Perfect. That's great advice, guys. Thank you so much. Particularly Bemi's point about asking questions. We absolutely welcome any questions from applicants, and that'll be me answering them. So yes, please send me some questions. If you're not quite sure, I'm more than happy to help you with your applications. So yeah, thank you guys. Thank you both for coming on today. We really appreciate your time. And that was a really insightful conversation that I'm sure has inspired the next round of applicants. So if you're listening at home and you'd like to find out more about the Whole Systems Networking Fund, including how to apply, please go to www.ukerc.ac.uk/research/WSNF. So thanks very much for listening.